Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天有一个负担和弟兄姊妹们来交通啊，关于主耶稣再来。
I have a burden to share with the brothers and sisters concerning the Lord's return.
我们先来读一处圣经。
That's the first read a passage.
请打开马太福音第二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
请读第四十二到四十四节。
From verses 42 to 44.
马太福音第二十四章四十二到四十四。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 to 44.
好，翻到以后我们中文读一次，英文读一次，好吗
？We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
好，一起来中文。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道。你们的主什么时候哪一天来到？家族若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Together in English, therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. For be sure of this.That if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour which you do not think he will.
我们再有点祷告。
Have a word of prayer.
主，我们知道你何等爱我们。
Lord, we know that how much you have loved us.
像现在这样，你与我们的距离是你心所不满足的。
Lord, the distance we have between you and us cannot satisfy you.
有一天你要回来。
Lord, one day you shall return.
接我们到你那里去。
To take us to you.
这是全本圣经最宝贵的应许。
Lord, this is the most precious promise we find in your words.
主啊，当世界和地都翻腾的时候
Lord, as there is so many up and downs in the heaven and earth,
求主使我们能够警醒，能够预备。
Lord, pray that you will make us to be on alert.
因为在我们不知道的时候，人子就到了。
Because in the time we don't know, the Son of Man shall come.
求主祝福我们一下的时间。
Lord, pray that you will bless the following time.
借着圣灵的感动。
By the moving of the Holy Spirit,
让你的再来成我们心中的确据
so that your return becomes the assurance in our hearts.
求你高摩祝福讲的、翻的和听的。
May your holy anointing be upon those who speak, who translate, and those who hear.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们读的那一段话。
The message we just read.
是主在离开这个世界之前几天所说的。
That's the Lord's words before he left the world.
因为他知道在很快的时候他就要离开我们。
Because he knew that in short while he will be leaving us.
他知道门徒们遇见主离开的时候会受到何等大的打击。
He also knew that his disciples would be greatly impacted because of his departure.
所以主应许他们。
So the Lord promised them,
他一定再来
he shall return,
再把所有信他的人都接到他那里去
and he will receive those who believe in him to himself.
很快的主讲完这些话已经过了快两千年
and after the Lord's promise, he has 2,000 years has gone by.
这段时间圣灵一直都工作
and through this period of time, the Holy Spirit continued to work.
原来被撒旦掳去的人一个一个的救回来
The Holy Spirit have saved those who have been captured by Satan.
我们感谢主在幕后的时候我们也在其中有份。
We thank our Lord in the end times we are also part of this salvation.
所以当主刚到地上开始传道的时候
So as the Lord came to this earth and start his preaching.
他向世人说天国近了你们应当悔改。
He said to the world that the kingdom of heaven is near, you shall repent.
但是当他讲到他再来这件事的时候
But concerning his return,
他说人子近了
And he said that the Son of Man is near.
所以我们应当警醒
And we shall be alert.
我们应当预备
And we shall be prepared.
今天我和弟兄姊妹们想来看一下
So, brother and sister, we would like to look at something.
究竟主再来有多近？
How near is the Lord's return?
因为许多人可能像圣经上所说的。
Because many people may be just like what is said in the Bible.
他们听见主再来的话，他们在那里讥诮。
They kind of scoffing at the Lord's return.
他们不信。
They don't believe.
但是作为神的儿女。
But as a children of God,
特别是我们在这里一同聚会的几百位弟兄姊妹
especially for brother and sister gathering here,
我心中真是有一个祷告
I really have a prayer.
没有一个觉得主再来还很远
None of us feel like the Lord's return is still very distant.
没有一个觉得主再来与我无关
No one feels that that has nothing to do with me.
这样我们就有福了
In this way, then we are blessed.
最近我们都知道不仅是教会在讲主的再来
We know that Recently, the Lord's return has not been talking about by church.
其实世界上的人可能讲的更多。
Actually, it has been proclaimed a lot by the world.
无论是报纸，无论是电视
，either through the newspapers or TVs,
都在那里提醒人，世界的末日可能到了。
Yes, constantly reminding us that the end of the world is coming.
在台湾就有电视节目，他们专门制作一些专辑。
In Taiwan, there is a TV program.
告诉什么什么呢？
What does the program tell us?
他们只从一方面来看。
They only look from one aspect.
就是这个世界的自然灾害。
Look at the natural disaster of the world.
但是我们作为基督徒
，But as children of God,
我们乃是从圣经来看。
We are looking at it from the biblical perspective.
我们还有圣灵在里面的催促和感动。
And we also have the moving and of the Holy Spirit inside.
这才是更有确据的。
And this is give us more assurance.
是说有的人他们讲。这个地一直震动，可能世界末日快到了。
They are saying that because we have so many earthquakes, then the end of the world is coming.
地球软化，这个天候非常异常，可能世界末日快到了。
Because the global warming, then the end of the world is coming.
2012年，太阳黑子有个异常的活动。太阳黑子。
Okay, in 2012, then there are some abnormal activities of the sun.
牵动。整个可能是一个引力这个重力场一个改变
and they're going to shift the gravitational field
所以他们说世界末日快到了
and that's the sign of the end of the world
但即使是其中的一面
but that's only one aspect of it
今天和弟兄姊妹我们来看看可能我们从四个方面来看一下人子再来是何等的临近
But today we would like to look at from four aspects concerning the Son of Return.
当我们看完之后
After we look at these four aspects,
我们不再说世界这地和起初创造的时候还是一样。
We won't have this concept that the earth is forever the same.
哪里有什么主再来的事呢
We won't be ignoring that the Lord's return.
所以我们第一方面来看就是从世界的灾难来看
The first aspect is from the natural disasters
向那个读英文的弟兄姊妹说抱歉因为有一些因为版面的关系没有翻译成英文
I would like to apologize to English speaking brothers and sisters because of the limitation of space we don't put in English translation in there
那就请你们少看多听
So probably just listen
所以头一方面呢，从世界的灾难的发展。
So first aspect is concerning the natural disasters.
那么从第二到第四呢，就讲到圣经中把人类分成三类。
And also from the second, from the second to the fourth aspect, it talks about the Bible divided the human race into three groups.
一类就是神旧约时代的选民。
The one is the elect of God's elect in the Old Testament.
一类就是外邦人。他们既不是选民，但又没有信主的。
The second group is the nations, the Gentiles.
第三类呢，就是所有得救的，包括以色列人，包括所有的不是以色列人，但是得救的，都在第三类，就是教会。
The third group is a church that includes all the people who are saved.
所以我们要从以色列国它的发展来看，人子再来日子近了。
So from the one aspect, we'd like to look at the development of the nation of Israel.
从世界列国的发展来看，人子再来的日子近了。
And we also would like to look at the development of the nations.
最后我们从教会历史来看，人子再来的日子近了。
And lastly, we also look at the church history.
我们再来读一段经文。
Let's read another passage.
我们中文英文一起读好不好？
Let's read together. in Chinese, both in Chinese and English.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震，这都是灾难的起头。
我们再读一处
another passage。
这一处呢，因为是中文、英文分开两页，所以我们就分开读。
Okay, we're going to read this first in Chinese and in English.
这是在路加福音第二十一章。
It's in Luke chapter 21.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together in Chinese.
日月星辰要显出一照，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定，天势都要震动。人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的思虑列住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。因为那日子要将临到全地上一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Okay, together in English, there will be signs in sun and moon and the stars, and on the earth a display among the nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, and then fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken.Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with a power and a great glory. Be on guard, so that your hearts will not be weighted down with the dissipation and the drunkenness and the worries of life. And that day will not come on you suddenly as a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. But keep on the all time.Praying that you may the strength to escape all the things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
这两处经文提到在世界有天灾有人祸。
And in these two passages, you mentioned that there are natural disasters.
那其中就是战争，就是饥荒和地震。
There are wars, there are famines, and there are earthquakes.
那我们来看一下究竟这是什么意思。
And we'll like look at what that really means.
我们特别注意到，主讲到这个灾难的时候，它叫做生产之难。
We would like to pay attention to when the Lord mentioned this disaster. He said it's the birth pains.
所以可能嘛，跟姊妹们请教比较有深刻的感觉哈，什么叫生产之难
？Sisters will have a better understanding of this.
但是这个英美生第一胎的时候呢，我因为坐在他旁边，所以我知道。
Because my wife gave the first child, I was there, so I kind of know.
生产是很痛苦的。
Because giving birth is very painful.
虽然她没有叫出来，但是我知道很痛。
Because she didn't scream, but I knew that she was in pain.
那么这生产之难它有个特点。
And there's one trait for the birth pain.
就是痛的程度呢是由轻到重。
The intensity of a pain is continue to increase.
当很痛很痛的时候的，就孩子快要出出生了。
When the pain is to an apex, that means the child is about to born.
这个痛的频率是由小变大。
And the frequency of a pain is also continue to grow higher and higher.
刚开始可能十几二十分钟才痛一次。
To begin with, probably the frequency is the pain will come.Every 15 to 20 minutes.
到孩子快要生的时候，可能一两分钟就痛一次。
And later it will become one or two minutes.
而且是剧烈的疼痛。
And then it will you continue to intensify.
那么这成为这个灾难它的一个特征。
And now has become the trait for the disasters as well.
那么从战争和地震这两方面来看，究竟它怎样应验了主的话
？So from the aspect concerning the wars and the earthquakes, how the Lord's words has been fulfilled.
好，我们从战争的武器来看。
Let's look at the development of a weaponry.
他们这个战争专家把这个武器称为有一种叫冷兵器，有一种叫热兵器，这我第一次学到。
So the weapon expert kind of classified the weapons into two groups. One is called cold weapons and the other is hot weapons.
这个冷兵器就是不会发火的啊，没有火药的。
Okay, for the cold weapons, that means it's not fiery.
所以当时他们原始的兵器就是什么呢？木头啊，石头啊，骨头啊，这种就当兵器了。
So kind of primitive weapons are including made of wood, rock, bone, bronze, and iron.
但是人呢、啊，越来越想打仗，所以后来铁呀、啊、铜啊、铁呀、啊、都变成兵器了。
Only to the bone, and then later men continue to strive, and then they develop the weapons made of bronze and iron.
所以从木头到石头，从木头石头变成用铜铁的兵器，这是一个非常大的发展。
So it's a great development from the weapons made of wood and rock, and to weapons made of bronze and iron.
啊，杀伤力也大大的增加。
And they have a greater power of damage.
然后热兵器呢，它刚开始是有枪，后来变成炮。
For the hot weapons, it started from the guns and then later to artillery.
之后就发展成为原子弹、核子弹头。
And later on to be, we have a nuclear warheads.
好，所以从石头到变成核子弹头，这个就是一个非常大的一个转变。
So it's a great progress from rocks to nuclear warheads.
也是给人类带来越来越大灾难的一个原因。
And that has become the cause that has caused a great damage to human race.
那我们看一下，在两次人类的世界大战。
And then we would like to look at the two world wars.
在许多大大小小的战争之外，全人类有两次，到目前为止两次世界大战。
So far we have two wars that cover the entire globe.
但从这两次，我们也可以看得到，它这个生产子弹是在扩大的。
And actually, from these two wars, we can see that it is continue to develop.
第一次大战有一种说法，就是叫欧战，就是在欧洲打的。
There's a saying about concerning World War One. It says it's a European war.
虽然那时候很多国家都被卷进去，但是主战场仍然是现在欧洲。
Although there are many countries were involved in that war, the major battlefields were in Europe.
他们那时候有6500万人实际参与战争。
At that time, about 65 million people were involved in the war.
然后有1000万人左右丧生。
And about 10 million lost their lives.
有2000万人受伤。
About 20 million were injured.
那么到了第二次世界大战。
And as we go to the Second World War,
就有61个国家被卷入。
And there was 61 countries involved.
大概差不多涵盖了19亿人口。
And that also included about 1.9 billion people.
它的范围是达到世界的五大洲四大洋。
And the battle area included the five continents and also four oceans.
单单死亡的人数就达到7200万。
And the death toll was about 72 million.
占世界人口的 3.7%。
That was about 3.71% of the total population there.
为什么我们有没有看见到这个灾难是在剧烈快速的扩大。
And we can see that the disaster was rapidly developing itself.
到第二次世界大战快结束的时候。
As we come to the almost the end of the Second World War.
原子弹第一次被用。
That was the first time the atomic bomb was used.
头一颗是在1945年的8月6号投在广岛。
The first bomb was used in 1945, August 6th, in Hiroshima.
当时有70,000人直接死亡。
At that time, there was about 70,000 people was die of the bombing.
但是到了1999年统计的时候，因着那一次的爆炸，死亡的人数已经上升到200,000。
And actually, as they did an estimate in 1999,And there was about 200,000 people die of the atomic bombing, directly and or indirectly.
然后三天之后
，and three days after that bombing,
另外一颗原子弹投在长崎。
Another atomic bomb was on Nagasaki.
当时死亡人数有148,000。
At that time, there was 148,000 people died.
占全市人口的61.6%。
That was a 61.6% of the city population.
从前拿刀拿棍的时候不容易把人杀死。
In the past, in the ancient time, if we fight with a sword and then in a step.
但是有了原子弹之后，一个人一个驾驶员可以在立刻之间杀死几万人、几十万人。
And it's hard to kill a person, but with an atomic bomb, a pilot can easily kill tens and thousands of people.
到了，看得见吗？在这边有没有看到什么？啊，看不见是吧？先把那个电灯关一点点，关几秒钟，还是看不见啊？好，没关系，我跟你们讲好了，这是那个世贸大楼被飞机撞上，出来了，出来了，好，
okay.
对对，可能要按两次。
So it's a 9/11 the World Trade Center hit by airplane.
2001年9月11号，战争开始进入恐怖战争。
And there's a 9/11 in 2001.
除了飞机之外，
besides airplanes,
人肉炸弹更是随时环绕在人的周围。
Okay, there's a suicide bombers that they are kind of a every place.
所以它的杀伤力，它的范围的无所不在，变成一个非常可怕的情况。
It has become a very terrifying situation.
当世界要结束之前。
As before the end of the world,
圣经预言将有最后一次的世界大战。
The Bible prophesied there will be the last world war,
称为哈米吉多顿大战。
And it's Armageddon.
这一次的大战，东方要派出2亿的军队到达耶路撒冷去参战。
And from that battle, there will be 200 million from the east.
这个动员之庞大。死伤之厉害是前所未有的。
The damage in terms of the injury and the death is beyond estimate.
2亿的援军在未到战场的时候就已经完全被销毁。
Before this 200 million soldiers reached to the battlefield, they were destroyed.
这是启示录所给我们预言的。
That was prophesied in the book of Revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要非常严肃地来看待主耶稣所说的话。
Brother and sister, we need to have a very serious attitude concerning God's word.
我们在战争这个层面上看见生产之乱已经来到了最末了。
And concerning the from the aspect of a war, we can see that the birth pain has come to the very end.
另外一个，我们要快快来看一下关于地震。
And the next, we would like to look at earthquakes.
地震也是末世的一个非常重要的兆头。
Earthquakes is also another trait for the end times.
圣经所预言的地震，它有三个特点。
And for the there are three traits for the earthquake in the Bible.
它从局部性，最后变成全球性。
It starts from the local, to the global.
因为圣经说多处必有地震。
Because the Bible says that the earthquake will happen in various places.
第二个是它的严重性。
And the second aspect is concerning its severity.
地要大大的震动。
It says, they are.Great earthquakes.
甚至于到了天使倒下第六碗的时候，那个时候说全球从来没有过那么大的地震。
And when the angels poured out the sixth bowl, and it says that there's such a great earthquake that has never happened before.
一座大城整个裂为三段。
And the great city was breaking into three pieces.
山岭海岛通通移位。
And the mountains and the islands has moved from its places.
就现在我们已经看见这种现象一直出现了。
And actually we can see this phenomena.
有许多地震，它是在转移这个地球的这个表面的位置，山顶的位置。
And we can see that many earthquakes to such extent that kind of shake and move the surface of the earth.
它甚至于震动了地球这个轴心的位置。
Yeah, so to the point that they actually impact the Earth axis.
因为地球轴心本来它是呈 23.5 度角这样在旋转的。
Yeah, the Earth kind of rotate with an angle of 23.5 degrees.
但是当震动的力量太大的时候，它可以把这个轴心偏离一点。
Because the vibration is so great that kind of shake against the axis.
啊，偏移掉神原来所摆设的位置。那个是非常严重的灾难的一个起头。
The axis has been removed from the original position the Lord desired, so that is a great sign of a great disaster.
因为我们整个星体和地球之间的关系，这个位置和距离都是神用他的权智所量定的。
Because the distance between all planets and the celestial bodies are designed by God's wisdom.
任何的改变都可能带来毁灭性的灾难。
Any small minute change may cause a disastrous consequence.
那么另外我们看到说世界啊这个地震的那个频率的的确确是大大的增加。
And also we can see that the frequency of earthquakes has become higher.
有一个记录告诉我们说在过去的两千年里面啊那个发生的大地震他们那时候是用 6.5 级来计算啊就是 6.5 级以上的有总共38次但是其中26次是落在第24世纪。
So there was a record saying that in the past 2000 years, they consider great earthquake based on the magnitude of a 6.5, and there are a total of 38 times.
但是这26次还不包括在20世纪这十年中间所发生的。
And yet, among these 38 times, 26 happened in the past 100 years, and that does not include the great earthquake happened in the past 10 years.
待会我们一张表会看一下这个。
And then we will see some more details in the next slide.
在这里我们看见啊，那个它另外一个统计就是把这个二十世纪分成几次，分成啊几个年的分那个算法。
And now there's another statistics that kind of classify this.
对不起，那个六点五级是这一个才是六点五级，刚才那个它的级数没有告诉我。六点五级是这一个。
Okay, so the magnitude of 6.5 is.
就从零零年一九零零到一九六九这七十年里面呢，六点五级的呢有四十八次。
Okay, so it's in 1900 to 1969, in this 70 years, the 6.5 magnitude earthquakes total there are 28 times.
所以一年呢才只有零点六六次。
So on average, we will have a big earthquake 0.66 times.
但是后面的二十年呢，显著的开始增加。
But in the later 20 years, the frequency has increased.
一年变成 1.65 次。
On average, we have 1.65 times per year.
那么到了1990一直到1992，它的统计是一年是 61.5 次。
And from 1990 to 1992, on average, we have 61.5 times per year.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见那个密度一直在增加。
So, brothers and sisters, we can see that the frequency has increased.
我们这里要简单看一下近百年来全球死伤非常大的一个地震。
So, we would like to look at some earthquakes that has caused a lot of damage.
最厉害的是在唐山1976年死亡24万2千人。
And the greatest, the death toll is happened in 1976 in China, Tangshan, and we had 242,000 people died.
但是两个最靠近我们的就是04年在印尼那个海啸造成22万多可能更多死亡。
The most recent two, the one happened in 2004 in Indonesia.And that caused a tsunami, and the death toll was about 227,000.
然后就是今年在海地，那二十几万人也是在地震中死亡。
And the most recent one happened in Haiti, and that also about 200,000 people died.
那么地震往往就带来海啸。
And great earthquakes sometimes also cause tsunamis.
啊，也是非常的严重。
That also will cause a severe damage.
那么到了今年的时候。突然这些地震学家们他们给了一个新的名词。
As we come to this year, those geologists give a new terminology.
叫做地震群。
They call earthquake cluster.
这个地震群就是它不是独立的地震。
So for the cluster is not talking, the earthquake does not come individually.
因为地球虽然不是很大但是也不小。
So for the earth.
所以过去很多地震这里发生一个隔了很久在另外一个地方发生一个彼此没有什么关系。
So in the past, there's one earthquake in one place and later there's another earthquake in another place, they kind of isolated events.
但是弟兄姊妹你把这个表列看一下。
But brothers and sisters, if we look at this table.
从今年1月4号 到现在到4月20号这中间有多少的大地震是因为有死亡所以才报道，那些没有死亡在海的位置发生的还没有在这个当中。
So we can see that since January 4th till now, how many earthquakes we have. Actually, those who have been reported are regarding that many people have been injured or died. And there's still, besides that, there's still a lot of a great earthquake has not been reported.
特别是中国在汶川的地震之后，接着4月14号发生青海玉树的大地震。
Okay, so there's a two earthquakes in China.
然后4月14号同一天冰岛那里也是地震，然后引发一个火山爆发。
And also in April, there's a great earthquake in Iceland area, and they cause a volcano eruption.
全欧洲的飞机停飞，有五天之久。
And all the airlines stopped flying for 5 days.
当20号他们决定说可以重新起飞的时候，结果那个火山又爆发了。
On the 20th of April, they decided now they can resume those flights and Again, the volcano erupted again.
然后这些地震学家更担心的是，在跟这个火山相离只有大概差不多8英里的地方，还有一个更大的火山。
And actually, the most worrisome thing is that there's about 8 miles from that erupted volcano. There's a greater volcano there.
过去呢，这个小火山把那个大火山叫醒的记录已经有三次。
In the past, there are 3 times the smaller volcano kind of awakened a bigger volcano.
所以这些地震学家非常担心，这次他可能又把它叫醒。
So geologists are kind of worried that this time around the small volcano going to awaken the big volcano again.
这个火山如果被叫醒的话呢，那真是大灾难。
If that big volcano is awakened, then that is going to cause a great disaster.
不仅所喷出的毒气污染更大。
The plume from that great volcano will be cause much more damage.
将造成洪水泛滥。
And that will also cause a flood.
我们看看苏门答腊在2004发生的7.9级的地震。
And let's also look at the great earthquake in Sumatra in 2004.
那一次的地震曾经震动了地球的轴心。
And that earthquake actually impact on the Earth.Access.
然后今年2月27号智利的8.8级的大地震。
And also this year in April, the 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Chile.
再一次震动了这个轴心的位置。
Again, the axis of Earth was impacted.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们是看见这个灾难是生产之难。
So, brothers and sisters, we can truly see that the disasters indeed is the earth pain.
人类在地球已经几乎站立不住。
And the earth is become coming to almost to this end.
刚才我们所说的这些都只不过是零星的比较引人注意的地震。
Those earthquakes were kind of just a spot that has caused our attention.
事实上今天的地震是一直发生的。
Actually, today, the earthquakes are continuing to have to occur.
在这里有一个图，他就把地震发生的这些点呢，把它都点起来。
So this is a kind of an earthquake distribution map.
有的是几小时前发生的。
Some of just happened a few hours ago.
有的是几天前发生的。
And some of them happened a few days ago.
有的是几星期以前发生的。
And some of them happened a few weeks ago.
我们这个地球它变成一个震动球。
And actually, the earth itself is an earthquake earth. It's quaked earth.
那什么，这个地方是哪里？大家知道吗？哎，我的这个在哪里？在这里。我的不太会用。
Okay, so brother and sister, do we know where that is? What that area is? Oops, 跳掉了。
回来了。不会止，这里啊，就从那个地方下来那一带呢，就是我们的美洲西岸。
So that is the west coast of American continent.
我们是住在一个大地震带上头。
Actually, we are living on the fault line.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不可以很放心。
So brothers and sisters, we can just
但也不要担心的睡不着觉。
But we should not be worried to a point that we cannot sleep.
主指教我们说要警醒预备。
The Lord wants us to be on our guard and be prepared.
凡警醒预备的人，主就保守。
The Lord will protect those who are on alert.
我们再看，除了这些天灾人祸之外。
And after these disasters,
另外异端的兴起也是主再来一个非常重要的征兆。
And there's another sign about the Lord's return concerning the rising of heresy.
在教会历史上
throughout church history,
除了早期有一些异端小规模的兴起之外
，In the earlier church history, there were several reason of heresies in a smaller scale.
大部分我们今天所看见的异端，影响教会最厉害的，都是从19世纪和20世纪发生的。
And for the great heresies nowadays started in 19th century or 20th century.
特别是中国大陆在这些年来兴起的很多异端，甚至于邪教。
And especially in China, in recent years, there have been many heresies.
所以这些都是主再来一个非常重要的兆头。
And this is a great sign about the Lord's return.
因为假基督、假先知要来，冒主的名说，主已经到了。
Because of the false prophets and the false Christ, they will come and say the Lord is near.
但主叫我们说不要相信。
And the Lord tells us that don't trust them.
因为主到的时候。先有背体的事情发生。
Because before his return, the rapture will happen.
如果没有背体的事情发生的时候，不要相信。
If the rapture is not yet here, then we shall not believe.
好，接着我们来看一下关于神旧约显明以色列的预言。
And then we would like to look at the prophecy concerning Israel.
我们一起读一下好吗？
Let's read together.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。这是也是马太福音第24章的话。
This is also from Matthew chapter 24.
那么主这段话是说什么意思呢？
So what does our Lord's words mean?
就是以色列人乃是神工作的一个时钟。
Actually, Israelites, they are a clock for God's work.
当我们看见以色列他们的转变的时候，我们可以看得出来，现在神的工作已经进展到什么时候。
As we see the development of the nation of Israel, that is a way we can see the development of God's work.
无花果树就是预表以色列国。
The fig tree represent, actually, is a type for Israelites.
那么
Israel nation.
这无花果树曾经被咒诅。曾经枯萎，曾经死亡。
The fig tree has been was cursed and died.
在西元70年的时候，曾经整个以色列国亡于罗马帝国。
And in 70 AD, the entire nation of Israel was destroyed.
但是主说，这棵被咒诅死亡的无花果树，有一天要复活。
And yet the Lord says that The curse and the died fig tree will one day be restored.
1878年之后。
1878 years later.
这棵树果然复活了。
And that tree was revived.
那怎么你去历史上找。
If you are looking to history.
在没有一个民族，没有一个国家能够有这样的神迹。
Yeah, there has never been such a miracle for any nation or tribe.
我想在中国四周的那些列国，我们就最清楚了。
If we look at the nations around China, we will see.
那些曾经出现的民族和国家，最后都不见了。
For those nations and tribes has appeared once in history and they disappear.
唯独神他所预定的，他所预言的必要成就。
Only the one that has predestined and prophesied will be fulfilled.
So, 1948年5月14号，以色列在原地原国号复国。
So, in 1948, May 14th, the nation of Israel was restored.
这是人类历史最大的神迹。
This is the greatest miracle in human history.
那么，这1948年就变成一个非常关键的年。
So, the year of 1948 has become a very critical year.
那么这里看见了什么呢？
So what do we see from here?
就是整个 敌基督系统，从那一点以后加紧的组织，加紧的部署。
And actually from that year, the system of Antichrist start to form.
首先在宗教方面。
First from the religious perspective.
有一个由不信派，就是新派神学的人所组成的，叫做世界基督教协进会。
And at that time, there was an organization called World Council of Churches organized by actually unbelievers.
他们开始发动一个就是宗教的大合一。
They would like to try the kind of unifying movement for all religions.
各种的异教，天主教，还有甚至要把基督教也拉进去。
Including Catholic and all other heresies. They will even try to drag Christianity into that.
这是要为那个幕后的敌基督来铺路，因为有一位他将来要坐在圣殿，自称为神。
They were actually paving the way for the Antichrist because there's a one who's going to sit on the, in the temple and call himself God.
那么另外一个就是欧盟。
And the second is the EU.
在这一年，欧洲联盟，他们就是他开始 的头一年。
And that was the beginning year for the EU.
那么在科技方面。
And from the technology.
第一步能够把这些程序存到自己的记忆体里面的电脑，在这一点诞生了。
The computer was developed in that year too.
所以电脑界都是把这一年当作电脑的诞生年。
And for the computer field, the other people in the computer field they call the years as the birth year of a computer.
那电脑的字母，它的那个号码的总和呢，正好是666，是敌基督的代号。
So the number we put the computer together that actually sum up to a 666, that is the number for Antichrist.
那这边你用电脑，不要那个不要感到不安。
But we don't we should not feel uncomfortable using computers.
只要你把它用在正途。
As long as we use it for the right purpose.
那是电脑的发明。
But for the development for the computer,
确实加速了这整个世界抵挡神的力量。
There has strengthened and expedited the strength of the power against God.
单从科技方面来说
，and just from the technology perspective,
从前是人在那里做的时候才在做。
In the past, that was done by human labor.
那现在呢？是人回家睡觉的时候，电脑还在做。
Okay, now when a man take a rest, and the computer continue to work.
这个人脑加电脑呢，就变成一个非常厉害的东西。
Okay, human brain plus computer.
所以
become very powerful.
这些年来，我们可以看见科技大幅度的进展。
So in the recent years, we can see a big progress in technology.
神容许仇敌和人。把他们的智慧发展到最高。神容许仇敌和人的。
So God allowed the enemy and the man to fully develop themselves.
凡是所有他愿意用来反对神的，神让他尽量去发挥。
God allowed them to extend develop themselves to the full extent.
但是有一天审判的日子就临到了。
But one day the judgment will come.
所以。我们要知道1948年之后人子就近在门口了。
So we have to see that since 1948, the Son of Man is near at the door.
弟兄姊妹们已经过了62年。
Brothers and sisters, 62 years has passed.
主再来的日子真的是非常非常的近。
The Lord's return is very, very near.
主不是永远无限量的宽容。
The Lord will not just tolerate indefinitely.
他实在是万一万人得救。
He wants all to be saved.
不要一人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
但是还有更重要的。
But there is a more important thing.
就是教会要成熟。
That is, the church has to mature.
教会要预备。
Church has to be prepared.
因为主来是为了教会。
Because the Lord's return is for His church.
接着我们来看一下关于犹太人的回国。
Now we would like to look at the return of Israelites.
因为神曾应许，借着以赛亚先知应许。
Because through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord has promised.
他四散的众子，通通要被带回到以色列地。
The The some that were scattered shall be brought back to the land.
并且他们的回来是很奇妙的。
And their return are very wonderful, amazing.
这里有一段 黄颜色的字，我念一下啊。他说：“我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留。”
And I will read those words are highlighted in yellow. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back.
我们请跳过两张。
And there's a skip to a slides.
再一个
One more.
好，这张图可能也要稍微关一下看得到。好，这里呢就是有两个地点啊，一个是在那个中央最上面有个圆圈，大家有没有看到？那个是莫斯科。
Okay, there's two places I would like to have your attention to. Well, one is in the middle up, that is Moscow.
在我的手指头正上方那里有一个圆圈，那个就是莫斯科。
Oh, there's one isolated spot there is Moscow.
然后呢，往下到这个绿颜色的左边，那里有耶路撒冷。
And then if we go down from that line to the green area, to its left is Jerusalem.
然后从那个耶路撒冷再往下走到一个黄颜色的地图上面有一个叫做 Addis Ababa 这个是伊塞俄比亚的首都。
Okay, if we go down, go straight down, and then there's a kind of a shaded area is Addis Ababa, and that is the capital of Ethiopia.
所以刚才说到的北方叫它要交出来，就是俄罗斯。
And it talks about, we just read the passage, it says that from the north it will give up the Lord's people, that is Moscow.
那么叫南方不要拘留，就是伊塞俄比亚。
And concerning the south, that is Ethiopia.
这两个首都，他们距离耶路撒冷几乎是等距离。
They seem to have almost equal distance from Moscow to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Ethiopia.
几乎是同一个经度。
So they are from the same...latitude.
因为在俄罗斯那里呢，他们是不肯放人，一直到1990年的时候，才因为戈巴契夫才把这些以色列人放回去。
Okay, so they, for the Israelites, they would not let go the Jews until 1990s by Gorbachev.
伊塞俄比亚的犹太人呢是黑人，他跟那个犹太耶路撒冷犹太人不同，所以他们根本不放人。
And also for the Ethiopian Jews, they were black, and they would not let go.
所以最后他们用各种方式去比对、去验证、证明这些黑人是犹太人，所以才用几十架、几十骑把他们带回国。
Okay. So there was use various means to verify that those black are Jews, are indeed Jews, and then they kind of transport them back to the land of Israel.Through many airplanes.
这就是为什么神说从他的子民要从东方从西方回来。
So that's why the Lord's word says that all his people shall be come from the north, from the west and the east.
但是论到北方的时候呢，他就要命令他。
But as concerning the north, the Lord has to say he has to command it.
南方也是一样。
And he has also to command the north, south.
他们几乎在同一个时候让南北的犹太人回到那里。
Almost at the same time, the Jews in the north and the south were allowed to come back to the land.
好，另外我们看到挪亚的日子。
Now we would like to look at the days of Noah.
如果我们读创世纪第六章就知道，创世纪就是挪亚的那个时代。
Okay. If we read Genesis.
我们晓得。
Concerning the days of Noah.
在第六章那里讲到说，当时的人呢，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And that is Genesis chapter 6. It says that the man at that time, what they are thinking are, was evil.
就是挪亚的日子的特征就是罪恶泛滥的日子。
And the characteristic for the days of Noah was that it is overflooded with evil things.
我们有没有看见今天是罪恶泛滥？
The brother and sister, can we see that there are many evils around us?
在这个性解放之后，这个整个黄色就是铺天盖地的淹没了地球。
after the revolution of sex, and there's the pornography has become flooding everywhere.
主耶稣讲到我们的末了的时代，他用四个字来形容，就是淫乱、邪恶。
And so the Lord, the way that the Lord described the end time is adultery and then the evil.
淫乱就是这黄色的事物。
The adultery refers to the pornography.
特别在电脑网络出现之后，就可以说是已经完全泛滥。
That has been become so evident since we have the internet.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为我们和我们的儿女谨慎。
So, brother and sister, we need to be very careful for ourselves and also for our children.
这个世界已经败坏了，已经腐烂了。
The world has been defiled and corrupted.
我们心中有个爱慕，主啊，早早的结束这个世界。
We should have this desire and longing, Lord, please conclude this generation.
邪恶就是杀人的事件。
And the evil things are concerning the murders.
在我小时候在台湾成长的过程当中
，As I grew up in Taiwan,
我记得要听见一个杀人事件都是很少的。
It was very seldom to hear any murder cases.
一个杀人事件就可以在报纸上报上个几个星期、几个月。
And one murder case was so rare that if there's anyone that has been reported for a long time.
但今天杀人事件太多了。
But for nowadays, there are so many.
根本没有地方报。
There's no place to report.
所以人几天就忘记了。
So just in few days, people will just forget.
但是今天杀人的事件是层出不穷，包括最纯洁的学生，校园里面都成为杀戮的战场。
And the murder has become happens one after another, even in the school in on campus.
那么另外一个特征就是罗德的日子。
And there another sign for the end time is the days of Lot.
罗德住在索多玛。
Lot was in Sodom.
那么 sodomy 就是男性同性恋的行为。
And then male homosexuality is actually called sodomy.
所以罗德的日子也就是同性恋猖狂的日子。
And the days of Lot is the day of homosexuality.
全索多玛的人都犯同性恋。
All the people in the city of Sodom became a homosexual.
后来神不得不下来看。
And to the point that the Lord has to come down to take a look.
人真的都逆性了吗？
People has rebelled against their nature.
人真的败坏到这样的地步了吗？
Has they come to corrupt to such a point?
除了男女之间的淫乱之外，还要加上同性恋的淫乱吗？
There's adultery between a man and woman, and now there's homosexuality.
惊动神亲自到地上来看。
So that has moved the Lord to come to the earth.
结果果然是真的。
And that was actually true.
所以整个索多玛和邻近的俄摩拉在一夜之间完全被硫磺火烧灭了。
And because of that, the Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed in one day.
弟兄姊妹们，在人类历史当中
，So brother and sister in human history,
从来没有像今天同性恋占了这么高的位置。
The homosexuality has never been exalted to such a place like nowadays.
这么有地位
，They have gained such a position.
这么能得到权力
，They try to gain a lot of power.
甚至于是引以为荣。
They even pride themselves for that.
他们的游行，他们就叫做同性恋的骄傲。
Okay, pride. They call their pride a parade as a parade for pride.
A pride, gay pride.
Gay pride.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
自古以来都有同性恋。
Since of old, there has homosexuality has been.
但是唯有今天。是冲上舞台，并且是要把整个世界完全改变。
But only recently they has moved to the stage and try to change the world.
我们没有歧视任何同性恋的人。
We don't look down on any homosexual people.
因为同性恋的罪也是重罪中的一种。
Because the sin of homosexuality is just one of many sins.
神爱罪人，我们也爱罪人。
God loved the sinners, and we also love them.
所以愿意悔改的，神都救他，教会也接纳。
Those who are willing to repent, The Lord will accept them, and so does the church.
但是若有人自己这样行，也要别人这样行，要把全世界都变成这个样。
If some people who do it this way, then they also would like to other people to do the same way and try to put the whole world into that fashion.
那就是神伸出他审判的手的时候了。
And that's the time the Lord will stretch out His judging hand.
在圣经中给我们看见一个原则。
And from the Bible, we can see one principle.
神总是忍耐人。
The Lord, our Lord is a Lord of patience.
神总是等候人悔改。
The Lord is always waiting for our repentance.
但是有一天，当罪恶满盈的时候
，But to the point that the evil is fulfilled.
神的忍耐到了极限的时候
，As our Lord's patience to the point.
那就是审判临到这个全地的时候
，And that's the time His judgment will come to the earth.
今天甚至有很多教会也都同意了这样的行为
，And nowadays even there are many churches who have agreed to such a behavior.
他们设立这样的。牧师，他们设立这样的主教。
They have established such a bishops and then also some pastors.
这是可怕的事情。
This is a very terrifying thing.
我们应该知道神是可畏的。
We have to know that the Lord is a great and fearful.
当人对神没有一点敬畏的时候，神就要审判。
As we lack the fear toward Him, the Lord will judge.
后面这些可能得留下一次讲了。
And probably we have to save the rest for the next time.
但是我想讲一点关于教会历史。
But I would like to briefly share something about the church history.
请弟兄一直帮我跳过去，跳到那个从教会历史来看。
So we will continue to skip to the portion for church history.
中间那一段呢，就是讲到整个世界神用一个大人像来代表。
And in the middle portion, actually, the Lord used the great statue to represent the human history.
从头到脚是四大帝国。
And there's a from the head to the toes, so they can divide it into four portions.
第一个大帝国就是巴比伦。
Four great empires. The first great empire is Babylon.
好吧，第二个是马代和波斯，是用双臂和胸膛代表的。
The second is represented by the chest and also arms. That is Middle Persia.
那是马代波斯。
That's Middle Persia.
然后第三个大帝国就是希腊。
And the third great empire is Greece.
它是用铜的杜甫都代表的。
And that is represented by the belly of a bronze.
然后第四大帝国就是罗马。
And the fourth great empire is Rome.
它是用铁腿来代表的。
And that is represented by the leg of iron.
这些在人类历史中都一一的按着次序应验。
And that has been fulfilled, chronologically, in the human history.
并且在1917-1918的时候，这两条腿就发展到一样长，东西罗马帝国一起消失。
And also in the years of 1918, and both legs developed into the same length, and they disappear at the same time. That's represent the Eastern and Western Roman empires.
从那里以后呢，就进到脚是半体半泥的脚。
And from that point on, they has entered into the stage of a toes, that is a toes of a clay and iron.
也就是欧盟成为一个东欧西欧结合的一个团体。
And that actually that represents the EU, that is a combination of Eastern and Western Europe.
民主政治和集权政治结合在一起，成为一个半铁半泥的状态。
And there's a union of the democratic camp and also the communist camp, then that is a clay and iron.
这我们以后有机会再讲。
And we will talk about that when we get a chance next time.
那我们看一下教会历史这个部分。
And let's jump to the church history.
神对教会有一个非常准确的预言。
The Lord has a very precise prophecy concerning His church.
在启示录第二、第三章。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
用七个教会来代表在人类历史中七个教会时期。
The Lord used seven churches to represent the seven stages concerning the church history.
所以最早的一个就是以弗所。
The first, very first one is Ephesus.
这个是出现在使徒们之后的一段短时间。
That happens for the period after the apostolic era.
教会从对神那个起初的热爱来开始偏离了。
The church has start deviating from the first love toward the Lord.
那么第二个教会是士美拿。
The second church is Smyrna.
是一个受苦的教会。
And that's a suffering church.
是在第二和第三世纪的时候。
That represents the second and the third centuries.
经过罗马帝国十次大的逼迫。
They have gone through the ten persecutions of by the Roman Empire.
但是那些爱主的弟兄姊妹们，他们为主殉道，为主赞助，觉得非常的荣幸，非常的满足。
And for the saints at that time, they feel honored to be killed by the Lord to martyr for him.
那么第三个教会时期是别加摩。
And the third period is represented by Pergamos.
别加摩的意思呢，就是结婚。
And that the meaning of Pergamos is a marriage.
因为君士坦丁大帝他把天主教纳为国教。
Because at that time the emperor Constantine kind of accepted Christianity as their national religion.
所以是教会历史上第一次政治和教会结合。
That's the first time the union of the state and the church.
教会在逼迫的时候很刚强。
And when the church was under persecution, she was strong.
但是教会一跟政治结合的时候，就跟世界结婚了。
And but when the church was accepted by the nations, she was married to the world.
从那以后，世俗和异教大量的涌进教会里头。
From that time on, the worldly things and those heresies came into the church.
这三个教会时期都到了那个时候就结束了，过去了。
And that's these three church periods just represent a certain period of time.
那么从第四到第七个教会时期呢，是一直要存留到主再来。
And but for the fourth church all the way to the seventh, that was started at that time and till the return of the Lord.
那么第四个教会呢，就是推亚推拉。
The fourth church is Thyatira.
那么意思就是什么呢？就是祭祀，就是拜拜。
The meaning of Thyatira is a sacrifice.
所以这个就是罗马天主教所代表的。
That actually represent Roman Catholicism.
在罗马天主教里面，大量的把这些异教的事物带进去，并且不仅敬拜主耶稣，还敬拜玛利亚，还敬拜许多的圣徒和圣物。
So actually in the Catholic Church, they have brought in many stuff from the Gentiles, they not only they worship the Lord Himself, they also worship many idols.
然后这个情形就一直发展到最后，连救恩的第一个真理因信称义都完全不见了。
And they have developed to such an extent that they don't even know the very first basic truth for salvation, justification by faith.
所以主开始做一个恢复的工作。
Because of that, the Lord started to do His work of recovery.
这个中间的忍耐是非常长的。
And the Lord's patience for that is very long.
忍耐了1000多年。
Our Lord has been patient for over 1,000 years.
那么到了这个第五个阶段就是撒底。
And now we come to the fifth stage that is represented Church of Sardis.
撒底的意思就是恢复。
And the meaning of Sardis is recovery.
当教会偏离到最厉害。堕落到最深的时候，神来做一个反应，就是他得到恢复。
As the church is deviated to the deepest point, the Lord started His work to do the work of recovery.
所以当时神就使用马丁路德、慈运里、吉尔文这些弟兄们。
The Lord used brothers like Martin Luther and also Zwingli and also John Calvin.
他们来。首先把因信称义这第一个真理恢复过来。
The Lord used them to recover the very first truth, justification by faith.
然后恢复有属灵意义的不柄。
And the Lord also recover the breaking of bread meetings with a spiritual meaning.
然后再借着德国的崇敬派来恢复真实受敬的意义和受敬的方式。
And the Lord also used the Anabaptists inGermany to restore the meaning of baptism.
然后也有一部分的弟兄姊妹，他们看见教会应该跟国家分开。
And there's at that time also some brothers and sisters they saw that the church has to be separated from the state.
这是发生在16世纪改教运动的时候。
That's what happened in the 16th century.
然后再来第17和18世纪是一个更多恢复，是一个非常。在教会的这个历史上非常宝贵的一页。
And for the next stage, that is the 17th and the 18th centuries, at that time, the Lord has recovered even much more.
先是由德国的施本尔来带领教会的聚会，应该由圣灵 来带领。
And first of all, we have a brother Spener, and he Can't you know that the church meetings need to be led by the Holy Spirit?
在当时，无论是国教是天主教，那个聚会是人在那里安排。
At that time, for the church meetings, either it's a national religion or the Catholic church, all the meetings were regulated by men.
诗歌是指定的。
And they have assigned the songs.
祷告是写好的。
And they have a written prayers.
所有的教会讲道是同一个题目的。
And there will be same message preached at all localities.
所以主有一个反应，就是要把教会带到简单，并且是由圣灵带领。
The Lord has a response to that. The church meetings has to be bring into the simplicity, leading by the Holy Spirit.
然后，另外在天主教里面有几位弟兄姊妹，其中包括莫里诺、盖恩夫人、芬乃伦。
And also at that time in the Catholic Church, there are several brothers and sisters, including Brother Molino's Martin Guillon and Felina.
在一般被称为奥秘派。
They were called the mystics.
他们开始把弟兄姊妹们带回到要与神在生命中有更多的交通。
They try to bring a brother and sister to have a fellowship in life with the Lord.
每一个人需要背十字架，要舍己。
Each one of us need to deny ourselves and take our cross.
要与神同行，也要与神联合。
We need to walk with the Lord and to be united with the Lord.
到了十八世纪。
As we come to the 18th century,
在教会的聚会的恢复和生命的恢复这两个水流呢，就汇合在一起。
The two paths of recovery, one is on the church gathering, and the other is the concerning the life.
就带来了摩尔维亚的复兴运动。
As they merge together, they bring about the Moravian movement.
那是使徒时代之后第一次教会能够显出它那样的美丽，那样的荣耀。
That's the first time since the apostolic era that the church can manifest its beauty and glory.
由军军多夫弟兄所带领。
That movement was led by Brother Zinzendorf.
把四维国家那些遭受逼迫但是愿意好好跟随主的人都聚到他的领地里边去，去带领他们。
He gathered all the brothers and sisters who has a desire for the Lord into his own territory.
那么后来就是约翰卫斯理兄弟和怀特回所带来的这个运动。
And afterwards, there was a movement by the brothers Wesley, and then Wesley brothers, and then also brother Whitefield.
几位在牛津大学读书的大学生。
And there was students at Oxford.
他们受圣灵的感动，要过圣洁生活。
They were moved by the Holy Spirit. They would like to live a sanctified life.
就由他们影响到全英国。
Through them, the entire England was influenced.
所以因信成圣就在这个时候出现。
And the truth concerning sanctification by faith was recovered.
那到了十九世纪，更是恢复到前所未有的完全。
And when we come to the 19th century, the recovery has come to its full extent.
就是在英国普里茅斯所带来的弟兄运动。
And that was led by the Brethren movement in England.
这就是在启示录里面所说的那个腓拉提腓教会。
And that was recorded in the book of Revelation, the church of Philadelphia.
腓拉提腓就是弟兄相爱。
The meaning of Philadelphia means brotherly love.
教会中再没有阶级。
There is no hierarchies in the church.
都是弟兄。
All brothers.
在神的面前都是平等。
And we are all equal before the Lord.
所以他们因为蒙神的喜悦。
Because they were loved by the Lord.
教会的真理被恢复。
And the truth concerning the church was recovered.
国度和被体的真理被恢复。
The truth concerning kingdom and raptures was recovered.
预言和预表的解释也被恢复。
The interpretation of prophecies also recovered.
并且带到了后面就是能够看见十字架的真理。
And they also come to understand the truth concerning the cross.
得胜的生命。
The overcoming life.
所以到了二十世纪。
And we come to the 20th century.
现在所提的两位呢，他们是跨十九二十的。
Now these are two brothers and these two persons are kind of a go between the 19th and the 20th century.
神借着穆安德的弟兄来带出圣灵的位格和圣灵真实的工作。
Through the brother Andrew Murray, the Lord recover the truth concerning the person of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后借着宾路易师母再带进十字架的实行。
And also through a sister Jency Penn Lewis, they has a putting revealed the truth concerning the practice of the cross.
那后来再借着史柏克弟兄，把这个属灵的实际，把复活，把这个整个圣灵和十字架的工作带到复活的境界。
And also through the through brother T. Austin Sparks and.The Lord has bring the spiritual reality into the resurrection ground.
带出基督身体的实际。
And also to the reality of the body of Christ.
这些都后来影响了我们中国的教会。
And that has have a great impact to the churches in China.
我们今天就是想要循着使徒们的脚踪，跟随那些历世历代单纯跟随主的人效忠。
And so nowadays we would like to follow the footsteps of the apostles and also those who have a pure heart toward the Lord.
所以我在这里真是要再跟弟兄姊妹发出一个邀请。
So now I would like to have made the invitation to all.
能够拨出你的时间来参加我们这一次的夏令会。
Please set aside your time to attend the summer conference.
我觉得神给我们记忆力有一个很重要的，就是要来认识历史。
I think that the Lord, the one purpose of the Lord giving us a memory is to memorize a history.
因为在历史中可以带来给我们非常多的见解。
Because through the history we can learn many lessons.
可以说我们今天除了圣经和圣灵之外，
Nowadays, besides the Bible and the Holy Spirit,
教会历史应该是神所给我们最丰富的遗产。
And the church history is an abundant inheritance we can receive from the Lord.
我们有幸生在这个教会最末后的时候。
We are really blessed to live in the very last era of the church history.
刚才我们从四个方面一直看，今天可以说是主真的是随时可以回来。
As we look from the four aspects we just shared, we can come to a conclusion that the Lord can return anytime.
我觉得每一次的聚会都是非常的重要。
And I think that every meeting is very important.
我们为了主要回来。
For His return.
不可以停止聚会。
We shall not stop gathering.
在可能情况下，教会中的各种聚会你要尽量参加。
If possible, come to every and any church meeting.
在我们的为人上面要圣洁，要敬虔。
And in our daily walk, we shall be holy and godly.
然后我们在每天的生活中来顺服圣灵，来积蓄膏油。
And we shall be following the leading of the Holy Spirit so that we can accumulate anointing.
然后我们在侍奉上一同来忠心，一同来善用我们的恩赐。
And in our service, we need to be faithful and then to exercise our gifts.
来一同建造基督的身体。
So that we can build together the body of Christ.
来催促我们所爱的主能够早日回来。
To hasten the return of our Lord.
好，就讲到这里。
That will end my sharing.